Things are worse than ever, thought poor Alice. She turned away from the door and fell into salt water right up to her neck. At first, she thought it was the sea, but then she saw it was the pool of tears. Her tears. Crying makes a lot of tears when you are 3 meters tall. Oh, why did I cry so much? Said Alice. She swam around and looked for a way out, but the pool was very big. Just then, she saw an animal in the water near her. It looked like a large animal to Alice, but it was only a mouse. Shall I speak to it? Thought Alice. Everything's very strange down here, so perhaps a mouse can talk. So she began. Oh, mouse, do you know the way out of this pool? I'm very tired of swimming, oh, mouse. Alice did not know if this was the right way to speak to a mouse, but she wanted to be polite. The mouse looked at her with its little eyes, but it said nothing. Perhaps it doesn't understand English, thought Alice. Perhaps it's a French mouse. So she began again and said in French, Where is my cat? This was the first sentence in her French lesson book. The mouse jumped half out of the water and looked at her angrily. Oh, I'm so sorry, cried Alice quickly. Of course, you don't like cats, do you?
Like cats?
Cried the mouse in a high, angry voice.
Does any mouse like cats?
Well, perhaps not, Alice began kindly. But the mouse was now swimming quickly away, and soon Alice was alone again. At last, she found her way out of the pool and sat down on the ground. She felt very lonely and unhappy. But after a while, the white rabbit came past again, looking for his white gloves and his fan.
The Duchess! The Duchess! Oh, my ears and whiskers! She'll cut my head off. I know she will. Oh, where did I drop my gloves?
Then he saw Alice.
Why, Mary Ann, what are you doing here? Run home at once and bring me some gloves and a fan. Quick now!
Alice hurried away. But where is his house? She thought while she ran. Strangely, she was no longer in the long room with a little door, but outside in a wood. She ran and ran, but could not see a house anywhere. So she sat down under a flower to rest.